Okay, so now is the time we can have a nice break and have some peace. So peace of mind is something which we can develop, and the way of meditation is the best way of doing that. The way we can get a break from all the busyness of our life, all the problems, all the decisions we have to make, which can obsess us and cause our mind to get very tired, and thereby we have all these things like anger, guilt, depression, all coming from a tiredness because we don't know how to relax. So now we learn. So with your eyes closed, the first thing we do is to become aware of how we're sitting meditating here. And as you're aware of your posture, the word we mean how you're sitting, it's a time to just check carefully, how are your legs? Do your legs need adjusting? If so, do so. And your bottom, sitting on a cushion, on a chair, it can get very sore if you don't put it in the right position to begin with. So fidget. Because when you move something like your bottom, your awareness of the feelings in the bottom is quite natural, quite ordinary. Your awareness of the change in your feelings and the sensations will reveal to you the most comfortable position. If you don't try, you don't know. So move it backwards and forwards until you find, from the feedback of mindfulness, the best possible position. And then your waist. You can get a lot of aches and pains if you don't get your back just in the right position to make your waist comfortable. So I usually move backwards and forwards, stretch a little bit until I find, yeah, there it is, that's my spot. So I don't think, I feel. And I'm feeling the sensations in my body, in my upper back, especially the shoulders. I relax them until I find that best posture, a sort of comfort which I can maintain for the 25, 30 minutes of meditation. I also like to check where my hands are. Position of your hand just controls the rest of the arms. So how are your hands now? You can put your hands all sorts of places. Some people put it on the knees, some put it on their lap, all sorts of different positions for your fingers. There is not one position for your hands which is the best for all people at all times. So you find the best for you now. and your head. Make sure that is comfortable too. When you become aware of the feelings in the body, it stops you getting lost in your thoughts. And once your body is in the best posture, you can relax it, leave it alone. And I like to spend the next couple of minutes, even longer sometimes, focusing on a part of my physical body, the sensations, which are irritating or hurting or uncomfortable. Just one little part of my body, and I zoom in on it. So I can fill my awareness just with this sensation in my body which is causing me a little bit of discomfort. Right now it's like a little itch in my throat. Focus in on it. Now I have awareness, otherwise known as mindfulness, of that feeling. I notice it changes. The awareness gives me the feedback. And I know the attitude of mind, how the mind will interact with that physical feeling. And if my mind is calm, lets it be, is kind, then that physical sensation, the itchiness, gets less and less. Through trial and error, I have this beautiful attitude of mind called kindness and letting be. And I know, I feel, I experience the sensation of getting less and less and less and less until it vanishes, it disappears. It's the way I relax away irritations or pains. Mindfulness gives me feedback, and I train myself from that feedback like a child trains how to walk. I train how to relax my own body deeply. Once one part of the body's been relaxed, then I go to another one, maybe two or three, one after the other, using mindfulness and kindness to relax. I usually don't stop awareness of the body until my whole body is just so relaxed, it sort of tingles, and it feels very pleasant. The body, like it's been into a spa, or had a full massage, or just woken up in the morning, when you've got no place to go, nowhere you have to be, just cozy in bed, totally relaxed, with no pressure or tension on you anywhere. And now I do the same to my emotional world, my mind. Try and relax my mind so there's no pressure, no tension, nothing pulling it or pushing it. And I do that by focusing on the amount of peace or irritation in my mind right now. The thoughts are just like waves on the surface of the lake. I look at the lake, not the surface, to see how irritated or calm is my mind. Focusing my awareness on that, I use feedback to train myself to calm my own mind. So so it becomes less agitated. Like I calm the lake on which the waves are only surface phenomena. When the lake becomes calm, there are hardly any waves. The thoughts just disappear by being mindful of what's underneath the waves, your mind, and how peaceful or how agitated it is. And learning to move more and more to peace. As your mind gets more and more peaceful, it becomes easier, or sometimes it happens naturally. You become aware of your breathing. So as you become aware of your breath, when the thoughts aren't very strong, as you breathe in and imagine peace coming into your body and mind. And as you breathe out, let go, and any problems, difficulties or sicknesses, allow that to go out with your out-breath, bringing in peace, health, happiness. Breathing out, let go. Breathing in peace, breathe out, let go. close to the end of the meditation. How are you? How peaceful are you? How relaxed? Why? This is where we learn the most about what meditation is and how it works. So I'm now going to ring the gong 3 times to end the meditation. Very good.